Avuchem Aboyim to the fifth in the continuing series of lectures of Shiurim on the oral tradition of the written law. And we're going to, having established that there was an oral tradition of the written law, we're going to actually see how this oral tradition, in fact, was used by Chazal, or in fact by the Rishonim, in order to understand the Chumash. And I think the first place, I think it's a natural place to begin with, will be actually in Sefer Devarim, Deuteronomy, the Mishnah Torah, and in particular with the Perush par excellence of the Torah Shemusar, which is the Perush of the Ramban, of Nachmanides. And we're going to see actually how Nachmanides, how the Ramban, in fact, makes an important usage of the concept of orality. Okay, the oral law. And in fact, actually, he's going to actually learn that the oral law, the Teresh B'al Peh, is part and parcel of the Chumash itself, and specifically in Sefer Devarim, in the Mishnah Torah. Now, it's well known, as two types of hakdamas, two types of introductions, that Sefer Devarim is in fact distinct from the other Chumash Torah. Much ink has been spilt on this. Those of you who are interested, you can look at actually the Hakdama of the Ramban to Sefer Devarim, from which I'm going to quote in a few minutes. There's a very famous Hakdama of the Orach Chaim, right? Who quotes the Gemara Megillah on Aleph with Beis, that the Kolosh of Mishnah Torah Moshe Mipi Atzmai Omron. I think this Orach Chaim goes on and explains the important distinctions and the nature of the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu in Devarim in relationship to the other Chumash Torah. However, it's the Ramban's Perush on the Torah which we're going to focus on today, and in particular, probably the one of the most famous issues which arises not only in the Rishonim but also in Chazal, is the one of the several discrepancies and distinctions, differences that appear between the Aseres HaDibrois, the Ten Commandments, in Parshas Yisrael, in Shemois, and the Aseres HaDibrois in Parshas Ve'aschanan. And even Chazal were aware that, in fact, actually, they were, in a certain sense, different, as we'll see, well, from several Gemaras, but in particular, the Aseres HaDibrois in Yisrael is something that's called Dibrois Rishonis, and the Aseres HaDibrois, as they appear in Devarim, Chazal referred to as Dibrois Achrois, Dibrois Shniyos. Okay, we're going to speak about that in Yitzhak Shamul later. In any case, the Ramban, in his Hagdam, his introduction to Devarim, it's not a really introduction, it's actually on the first pasuk, commenting on the fact that it says in the Torah that in Devarim itself, reading from the pasuk, Be'eva Hayarden, this is in Perak Aleph, Pasuk K, Be'eva Hayarden Be'eretz Moav, Hoyel Moshe Be'er Es Atera Zois Leimor. So we see that Devarim has what's called a Bir of Moshe Beinu on the Torah. Now, what is this Bir? So, in fact, the Ramban speaks about this in the very, very end of his commentary on what I believe to be the first pasuk, and he says, "V'nei hiske bekan shnei devarim." Right, the Torah here mentions two things. Omar, he says, "Shet dibe Moshe ben Yisrael kachol shi'etzi v'Hashem oisay aleihem." Right, Moshe ben is going to speak to Klai Yisrael everything which HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him to say to them. V'zeremes el mitzvah shi'yom aleihem b'sefer zeh. This is a remez. This alludes to the mitzvahs which are going to appear in devarim, which did not appear explicitly in Shemais. The Ramban is saying is that, of course, these mitzvahs were not chas v'shalom made up by Moshe Rabbeinu, but were commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom nizku ad heina b'Torah. Right? Even though they only appear in the Vohem, they were commanded to him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like all the mitzvahs were. And why did Moshe have to be the Torah to say this? Because it doesn't say Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe. In other words, it doesn't say Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe. So Moshe has to, there has to say, right, Kachol Hashem Tziva Hashem Oysoi Aleihem, meaning that they were commanded to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, that's point number one. But point number two, which we're going to focus on, is for Amar Oid. In addition, it says, Ki hoil Moshe beras haTorah. V'zeh remez b'mitzvah shenemru kavar, and this is a remez to mitzvahs that were already said. Shiyatsu oisam. The Moshe Rabbeinu should repeat them over. Levar oisam, to explain them. And listen to this lashon of the Ramban. Ulechadesh bahem devorim, to say navala. V'tam hoil Moshe. Once again, it says in Pasuk, hey, hoil Moshe beres hatera azayis leimor. What's hoil Moshe? So Ramban says, she'rotz levalem es hatera. The Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to explain them the Torah. V'yizke kan leidi ki mi'atz b'yro l'asayis kein. V'loy tziva Hashem bezeh. Moshe Rabbeinu did it out of his own volition. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him. Meleshoin hoil na velin veluho alna neshe v'chein rabin. Rabban brings digmois, examples in the psukim where it says like that. Okay, so in other words, basically, we have here actually three important concepts. Concept number one is there's a beer of the Torah, an explanation of the Torah. Second concept is this, there's also l'chadish by devarim, there are chidushim, navala. And hoil means that, in fact, Moshe Rabbeinu initiated them. He initiated. That's the lashon of the Ramban. Okay, now, having said that, we're going to, in fact, actually go and focus on probably one of the most famous distinctions between, like I mentioned before, between, we're going to go to the Luchas, what's called, usually Luchas Shnias, we'll see what this is called, Lucha Shnias. The second time they're says the Devarim, the Ten Commandments appear in the Torah is in Devarim, parts of Eschana. And as you all know, that in Shemois, in Parashas Yisroel, it says, right, Zocha es Shem HaShabbos L'Kotshoi, remember the Sabbath unto its holiness. And in Devarim, it says, Shamor, right? Shamor is Shem HaShabbos L'Kotshoi. That's what it says in Pasuk V'Eschonon, in Perakei, Pasuk Yudbeis. So of course, why the effect of Moshe Rabbeinu is repeating over the Aseres HaDevarim to Klal Yisrael? Why in Pasuk V'Eschonon is there a change in the Lashon, in the Tzivui, the mitzvah of Shabbos, from Zocher to Shamor? So let's, I'm going to read here.
Much of it's going to explain the contradiction. If Ramban says that everything is from Sinai, and
we're going to speak about this. We're going to get to this. This is okay. We're going to get to this. Of course, everything's in Piyakavula. That's our initial assumption. We're going to get to this. The Ramban is going to say it. We're going to get to this. Okay, now in Pasuk Yudbeis, the Ramban says, V'hizchel avar lahem shama b'mokam zocha. Okay, we're going to be medayik in the Rabban. K'derech harishayinim. That every word is important. The medium is part of the message. V'hizchel avar lahem shama b'mokam zocha. Oderech hapshat. So in other words, the Ramban learns that shama is a biur of zocha. Shama is Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us, is interpreting us. I wouldn't say call it translation. A bia means Moshe Rabbeinu is explaining to us what does Zocha mean. Zocha means Shamor. That's what Ramban learns. Al derech hapshat means v'hizkel avar lahem Shamor b'mokam Zocha. That's the pshat. So the pshat is what Moshe Rabbeinu is doing here is explain to us what does Zocha mean? Zocha means Shomer. That's how the Ramban understands Pshuto Shel Mikra. Okay. V'aldas Rabbi Seino. Now when the Ramban says Aldas Rabbi Seino means he's coming to distinguish between what he calls Pshuto Shel Mikra and the Droshes of Chazal. V'aldas Rabbi Seino. B'dibo Echad Nemru. So Chazal say that Zocha V'Shama was said B'dibo Echad. So therefore, how do we fit that pshat back into the Chumash? So says the Ramban, Ubi'alem zeh. Moshe Rabbeinu explained them this. What does he explain to them? That is to say, Kihem kulam yoidim Zocha. They all knew Zocha. The Zocha was said at Har Sinai. For Yodia, Moshe Rabbeinu informs them, Kishama nerma imai. The Shama was set together with Zocha. Meaning, the way I understand the Ramban is that, in fact, there's the Atera Shebi Alper, which Moshe Rabbeinu's Makabal at Sinai, as well as the Atera Shebi Chsav, as the Ramban begins his Akdama to the Mishnah Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu's informing Klal Yisrael, that even though they heard Zocha, and the Zocha that was heard at Har Sinai, I would say that's really, in a certain sense, the Torah Shebichsav, Moshe Rabbeinu also heard Shomer too. That's how I understand is the Pshat in the Ramban.
But the people did not.
No, the people didn't hear that. In other words, the Torah Shebichsav was said over. Was said over, in fact, actually, by Moshe Rabbeinu, or said over the Herbi Pia Gevura. This is, of course, a very machlokas Rishonim on this issue, the Rambam, the Ramban. But in any case, right, Moshe Rabbeinu is explained to them that, in fact, actually, even though they heard Zocha, Shomer was set together with it. Okay, and this is actually, in a sense, like Ramban Lushitotsu. Ramban understands that the first two Dibrois, which Chazal saying Chavdal Bar Aleph in Makkos, was said Mipiakvura, they heard Mipiakvura, they heard explicitly. But of course the other Dibrais, they heard the call of Hashem, but that was called Chiduchi Oisi, they didn't hear specific words. But the fact is, so what does it mean to say that Shama was said with them? So when Moshe Rabbeinu communicated to them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them Zocha, he said in addition here in Devarim that Shama was set together with that too.
If they didn't hear Chiduchi Oisi, yes.
Oh, very good, Zohar. Yeah, but you have to say, because here, on the other hand, the Ramban says that they kulam yudim Zocha, they know Zocha. So Moshe Rabbeinu communicated to them the sound Zocha, because that was intended to be commanded to Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, in addition, Shomer was said to. That's the Ramban. But I think really what we have here is, what the Ramban really is saying is, I think this we understand, is that when Chazal say, Bedibo Echad Nemro, this is the way I understand the Ramban, it's not like this like magic thing. That somehow this mystical thing, Shama and Zocha, are one word. But rather, what the Ramban is learning, the Pshat of Chazal, based upon really what the Pshat is saying, in Alter HaPshat, in a certain sense, in a certain analogy, then the fact is what's called something that was heard, that we call, quote-unquote, a Teresh Nechsav, and there's a type of what's called a Teresh Be'al Peh, that was communicated to Moshe Rabbeinu, which they didn't hear at Har Sinai, but Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to inform them of this Teresh Be'al Peh in Avos Moav. So in other words, In other words, however we learn, right, it's clear that the Ramban understands that Shomer in the Chumash is part and parcel of a Teresh Be'al Peh. Alpi, his first pshat, it's a Bir of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, Chas v'Shalom, we're not saying that this Bir is not Mipi Agvura. But in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu is basically coming to explain to them, perhaps, what he hears here in Devarim, that Kodesh Baruch, right, that in fact the understanding of Zocha is really Shamor. And secondly, an alternative pshat of Chazal is very similar, that in fact the Bir of Zocha was said actually at Sinai, and this Moshe Rabbeinu was first communicated to them in Avos Moav and Pasha V'Eschana. That's, we can say, the way Ramban learns. Now, so in other words, the basic point I want to make is, right, is that, in fact, we have over here, is Shomer Yom Shabbos Lekotchoi, is a type of a Teresh Be'al Peh. It's either an interpretation of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make this up, chas v'shalom, because the Ramban says that everything that the Shechina betaberes b'toich groinai, that the Shechina was speaking from the mouth of Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, somehow we understand these interpretations are ultimately divine, of divine authority, but the fact is that Shama Shema Shabbos Lekotshei indicates a Torah should be alpeh. A Torah should be alpeh. That means an oral law that was heard in addition to the Zocha Shema Shabbos Lekotshei, which is, we call the Torah Shebechsav. And that's what Shama is referring to, yeah.
Why did he not reveal this to them at Har Sinai?
And
there's halachas that come out from...
Whereas
women are going to be chayev.
So it's interesting like this. It's interesting that why he didn't reveal them at Har Sinai, there are no answers for this. However, let's go back to the Chazanish that we began the series. The Chazanish said that the distinctions in the Lashonos in the different parts of the Chumash are coming to Mimberames us to the of the midas which Chazal used to darshan the Psukim. Now, in a certain sense, this actually represents a type of a drasha. What's a drasha? Because there's a famous Gemara in Chafam Beis that you just began saying the Gemara. The Gemara in Chafam Beis in Brochus says, Amar Rav Ada Ba'ava Noshim Chayus Bekiddush Hayoyim Dvar Torah. The women are chayev to make Kiddush. Amai, mitzvah, so the Gemara says, why are they chayev in Kiddush? Mitzvah Asher Suman Gromaru. Right? It's a positive mitzvah which is a function of time, of specific times. Okay? So the Gemara goes on to explain, Ela Omer Rava, says Rava, Zocha v'shamar, it says Zocha v'shamar, Kol sheyesh lo b'shmira yesh lo b'shira. Whoever is chayev in shmira is chayev in shira. V'hani nashi, and women, hoyo b'sneir b'shmira, since women are chayev in shmira, because shmira refers to the surim of Shabbos, the malachas of Shabbos. So therefore, it's neil b'schira. Now, when you think about it, what's being made here is what's called a hekesh. This is clearly a hekesh. This is the lashon of a hekesh. The Gemara, this question, the lashon the Gemara makes many times of a hekesh, let's say matzah and chametz, etc., etc. In other words, this is the lashon of a hekesh, which means that really, as an answer to your question, now what the real reason is, I don't know, but the working answer to your question is that the placement of Shamar in Vaschanan as opposed to Zohar in Yisrael is coming to communicate to me the principle of a Hekesh, because Shamar is the Perush of Zohar, and through that Hekesh, Chazal learned the Halacha that women are Chayiv and Kiddush Hayoyim. Dvar Torah. So in other words, we see over here that the Ramban understood, right, that Shamar is in fact a Perush of Zocha, and it's really a Teresh B'Alpeh. Now, the two Perushim that the Ramban gives can be understood in one of two ways. Either we can say, well, according to Aldas Rabbi Seder, which is Chazal, that it was, if we use the Lashon of the Rambam, right, in the Mishnah Torah, in the Double Perush of Mishnayas, in Sheresh Beis in the Sefer Mitzvahs, according to the Perush Rabbi Seino, it's what's called the Halachas HaMekubalos. In other words, Halachas that were communicated at Har Sinai. And according to the first Perush of Derech Pshat, Shem would be like a Drosh of Chazal. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu says thing be Piagvura, but it's a type of Drosh of Chazal. Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to Mevarer Zocher. The Zocher, in fact, actually is a type of a Perush and a Perush on and Zohar, and more importantly, is the type of a hekesh that Moshe Rabbeinu is making between Zohar and Shamar. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu understands that, in fact, Zohar refers to the Schir of Shabbos not to do Malacha. The Ika Schir of Shabbos not to Malacha. Now, it's interesting that the Rambam, in, I think it's Paraglam Lechol Shabbos, says that the time to make Kiddush is really before Shabbos begins. So I understand the Makor of the Rambam is actually this Hekesh. Since the Schira is the Kiddush, which comes from Zohar Shem Yom HaShukotche, is not to do work, it makes sense to make Kiddush before Shabbos begins. Make Kiddush before Shabbos begins, then in fact that you remember not to be Chalo Shabbos. and that's Zocha Shabbos Lekotcher. In any case, what the bottom line which I want to make over here is that the Ramban understood clearly that the Shoma Eshemi Shabbos Lekotcher is in fact actually a type of a Terech Shebi'al Peh. It's a Biur of the Lashon of Zohar, and in fact actually it's a and Chazal was said to be a Hekesh made by Moshe Rabbeinu, which is actually serves as a makor to what has been said, I mean, before, that why in fact is Hekesh not included in Yugim Midas. We actually explained this in the Shiurim of Yugim Midas, is that in fact actually a Hekesh is like it's written in the Torah itself. So here we see that Shomer is actually written in the Torah itself. Okay, now, yeah.
So is the Ramban rejecting the idea that the version of the Luchas in Ves Chanan is what was written on the second Luchas?
Okay, so that gets me to a very interesting thing. When it gets a little while, we're going to actually see something that was written by Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky and Embassy Yankov. We're going to speak about that's an introduction to the next thing I'm going to speak about. There's an incredible Gemara in Bava Kamma, Dundalma Beis and Hebet Aleph. I want to quote the Gemara to you. The last two lines in Bava Kamma, Nun Dalet Amud Beis, 54, folio B in your art school edition. Shol Rabbi Chanina ben Agil es Rabbi Chia Ba'Abba. Rabbi Chanina ben Agil es Rabbi Chia Ba'Abba. Bipnei ma bedibres harishoynish lo nema behem toif. U bedibres achoynish nema behem toif. In other words, in the mitzvah, right, of kibud v'av v'em, right, even though we know in Parshas Yisrael the Torah speaks about arichas yomim, but we see in Parshas Ve'es Chanan that it says in this is Perakei Pasuk Tezayin uleman yitavloch, which doesn't appear in the Dibre, in the Dibreis in Parshas Yisrael. L'man yitavlach. So, Rabbi Chanina ben Agil is over here by Abba. Why? Why in the Dibreis Rishonis does it not say Toiv in relationship to Arichas Yamin? In Dibreis Achonis it says Toiv. Right? That's the question that's being asked in the Gemara. Nema Kaban Toiv says Rashi, okay, it's in both places. That's the question that's asked. Omalai. So it gives them an incredible answer. Omalai. He says, before you ask me, why? Shalani im nema bem toiv. Ask me if he was told even said there. Im lav, or if not. She'en yodea, I don't know if nema bem toiv im lav. I don't know if toiv was said or not said. So he said, kalach etz Rav Tanchum ben Chaniloi. You should go to Rav Tanchum ben Chaniloi, sharadat Rav Shu ben Levi, who used to learn, right? He used to learn, used to, right, be, learn with, or be with Rav Shu ben Levi, shay yaboki bagada. Rav Shu ben Levi was not to yaboki bagada to. So he went to him. He says, I didn't hear anything of Shimon Levi. Since the Luchas were going to be broken. That's why Toiv was not mentioned in these Luchas. Okay, whatever that means. Now, this is an incredible thing. He didn't know what the Toiv is written in the Chumash. Now, I know you're going to say, oh no, it's not a kasha, this and that. I want to just quote the Pnei Yehoshua. The Pnei Yehoshua says, Hine kol ha-kayre, whoever reads this Gemara, yishtoimem al-kacha. Right? It's shot. Chigave rabbe kabchir ba-abo yodea chalila ma sha-tinoge shal-beisran rabban yodim. Right? I mean, Rabchir ba-abo didn't know what's written in the Torah? That's the question that he asks. Okay. Now, in the Emes Sefer Emes Liyankov, Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky Zatzal, in Devarim, Perakei Yud Beis, here's a little bit of a hakira. What was written on the Luchais? Was Zohar written on the Luchais? Was Shoma written on the Luchais? Okay. So, and of course it says, Zoch v'shamra b'divar echad namo. So Bianca wants to say, it could possibly be that was happens a klik siv on the luchais. That's what he wants to say. A klik siv on the luchais. It really, maybe it was written one way, they read it another way. And that's how he wants to explain. You're right, the lush of the chumash and devarim. And in fact, he wants to say that maybe that's the pshat in the gemara in Bavakama. The question was, what was written in the luchais? Okay, that's what he wants to say. Okay, it's a nice pshat, but it's a little bit b'riya yesh miayin. I mean, it doesn't, you know, certainly the Gemara, there's no remez, no allusion to the Gemara that was being written in the Luchas.
Remez, we shot in the Greek Sea,
it's
going back.
Whatever, yeah, I don't. I mean, you know, it's a little pshat, though, but I don't think it has anything to do with the Gemara. But in any case, what I wanted to say is, maybe the question is the following question. Okay? First of all, it doesn't say Luchas, it's deep voice. But, it's interesting that, and why did, you know, and that's what the Bnei Yeshua addresses this, right? The Bnei Yeshua addresses this, I mean, why is the Gemara focusing on Laman Yitav? Right? And not on other different distinctions between the Dibros Rishonos, Dibros Shniyos. So, I thought, in fact, to understand the question of the Gemara in the following way. And by the way, you should look at the Bnei Yeshua. He has a beautiful arichus on that. He also said, he himself says he,
Where is this?
It's on the Baba Kama.
On the Baba Kama.
Alatar. And there the Pnei Yeshua said the beautiful Dosh on this, but I want to claim the following like this. First of all, the differences between Luchas, Dibros Yishar, Dibros Shniyos, what's called Dibros Achoynos, right, is in a certain sense, Moshe Rabbeinu's Biur. It's a halachic bia. Moshe Rabbeinu, the distinctions between Dibros Rishonos and Achoynos can be attributed, like the Ramban says, the Moshe Rabbeinu's bia of the Luchais, of the Luchais. In fact, it's not possible. It's mashma for many Chazals, even from the Ramban a little bit, from Rishonim, that actually when Moshe Rabbeinu was actually, saying over the, was given the volume, he probably held the Luchais Shnius in his hand, so it's like a Kriyas HaTeira. If you're on the Kriyas HaTeira, there's the Kered, there's the Betargim. I saw Rabbi Yoshaber Soloveitchik. He wants to say that it's a dogma of Har Sinai. In other words, we have all the elements here of the Teresh B'Yapeh was actually a beer when there was a Kriyas HaTeira. So, what we have over here is what was the question? The question is, all the additions, distinctions between Rishos and Achoynos, right, are halachic, because the Moshe Ben was beer. But what's Laman Yitavlach? What's the man yitavlach? Man yitavlach doesn't really have anything to do with a halachic bir. It's like an agadita. I mean, agadita. Now, so what's interesting is, it's mashman that he's shining, the Rambam is baramis to this too, right? Is that, first of all, Ramban says, bipia gavua ke kasher pirashti, hoisif bir badova. Right? Right? Ulaficha choisiv leman yitavlach. No, the Ramban says the Altechus also, but it says choisiv. What you mean was moisiv. Now, you're asking to me, what was the Losh of the Ramban, bir and chidish tavar miyatzma? I want to say this is called chidish tavar miyatzma. This is a haisafa. In other words, shomer es shomer shabbos lekotchoi is a bir. It's a perush on the first luchais, right? By the way, da agav, I mean, for the Rabban, it's poshut. Are the luchas written zochas shem b'shabbos l'kotchoi? Moshe Rabbeinu had the luchas maybe shnius in front of him and was reading from them, but he was meisiv a biyur shamor. Chas v'shalom, shamor was not written in luchas. The Rabban says, everybody heard zochar. Shamor was Moshe Rabbeinu's biyur on the luchas. However, why
Ramban
was
Moshe... Ramban says that? Or
what?
Ramban says that? What's poshut from Ramban? He says the luchas shnius were the same as Rishonos?
That's what I'm saying. Because it says everybody heard Zohar. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu should have told them that. That's what I understand. But right, he says Bir. A Bir doesn't mean he's reading from something. A Bir means he's giving an explanation, interpretation. Mipiatvul, of course, but interpretation. So now, what we have is, but what's Lamanita Pav? Ram says that's a Hoysafa. What's all he suffers? I want to claim maybe this is what the Ramban says. We read in the Ramban that from Moshe Rabbeinu we see two things. We see number one, a beer, and he was bechadish by Devarim. Chidish means he was meisif things. Chas v'shom, everything's b'piyah gevurah too, like Ramban says. He was meisif b'gevurah. Now, what's the Hoysafah? So, it's mashup in the Ramban here too, but in the other Rishabashah too, of course, Laman Yitav, the Chazal Darshan, is speaking about Oilam Haba. Scham misses by Amaleka, Laman Yitav lach, the Osid Lavoi. In other words, and that we understand, like the Ebenezer says, one of the Seder HaTorah. Now, it's Meishu better we know than in addition to giving the Teres HaNigla, also gave what's called the Teres HaNisa. The Ramban says explicitly the Zagdoma to his Perish on the Chumash and Bereishis. In other words, so what we have is we have things which are halachic, and that's called Bia, and then we have things that Meishu was Mischadish, which Ramban says is he was Meisif, right? And the Sofa is things which are from the Seder HaTorah. Here is a remis to what's called the Tzcham Mitzvahs. The Tzcham Mitzvahs Leka by Alma, but rather are an Oilam Haba. That's what I want to say that Rabban is referring to. That's the Isafa. Now, as proof of this, or as a raya to this, I want to bring a raya to this, something else that appears in the difference of Dibrois. Because in relationship, for example, when the Torah says in the second Dibra, right, both in Yisrael, both in Yashanan, it says that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Elkanah Poiket, I'm here in Parakei, Pasuk Tes, Elkanah, it says Elkanah Poiket, I'm sorry, Elkanah Poiket Ovid Ovis Labonim, Vashleshim Vagabim Lusainai, Vesachezel Alofim Hoeve Lushaim Remis Vaisai. So here we speak about the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be Poiket, Ovid Ovis Labonim, and it says also Chezel Alofim. And then later on, in Devarim, right, Moshe Rabbeinu is actually in Devarim in Ves Chanan. This is also Perek Zayin, beginning in Pasuk Tes. Moshe Rabbeinu is also, I think, referring to Luchos too. But it says, "V'yadati k'shem l'kechu elokim ha'kel ha'neman shem ha'bris v'chesed lo yavav v'lishem mitzvayim l'elav dor u'mishalim l'soynav el ponov la'avidoi lo ya'ach l'soynav el ponov yishalim loy." And I think Moshe Rabbeinu here is referring to the Dibrois, but here there's a change of the Lashon, right? He speaks about Umishalim L'Soinav El Ponav. It's a little bit of a stira. There it says, it's Mashma in the Dibrois themselves, but speaking about to the Ponav, but here it says El Ponav. So it's very, very interesting that the Ramban says here that there's a remez here to Gilgulim. And look at the Ramban here. There's like a remez that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is speaking about Rosha V'Toivloi, and there's a remez that Tzadik V'Raloi, there's a remez, I mean, the Ramban says Alponov, it's a soid in the Torah, V'yesh B'mila Ponov soid B'Rosha V'Toivloi, which is a remez Gilgulim. This is also a Haysofa Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a Haysofa Alpi soid. And this is what the Ramban is referring to as his chidish tavor mi'atzma. Mi'atzma means he decided to reveal a side b'remez, right? Of course, the seidus he received also from a God, from like the Ramban says as a gama to the Torah. He received the Torah that was written in the Isis of the Shem Hashem. But in other words, and this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was meisif, right? So in other words, I want to say that here we understand that in the Ramban, We understand that here we have in the reading of the Psukim, there's a remez, not a remez. Ramban learns this explicitly to a Torah Shebi Alpeh. A Torah Shebi Alpeh. That Moshe Rabbeinu heard me piyak vua. Either it was said at Sinai, or it was said to him during the Aboyim Shana. So Moshe Shama is actually, Moshe Rabbeinu is communicating a Torah Shebi Alpeh that he heard. Right? And then, in these Hoysafas, which we have, L'man Yitav, and Misham L'Seinav, El Ponav, there's also a remez to a soy that Moshe Rabbeinu also heard when he received the Torah Piyah Gevurah, and he's being meramez to that in these Hoysafas here too. So we see clearly here, in the Perush Aramban, that the scripture is actually referring to a Torah Shebi'al Peh that Moshe Rabbeinu heard Mipi HaGvura, and now is communicating that Torah Shabbat to Klal Yisrael. That's what I want to say is in the Ramban. So we see, inherent in the Ramban is an oral tradition of the written law. Okay, now, I think up to now we've established in Chazal the existence of this oral tradition, and both in the Ramban al-Chumash, which was based upon Chazal and Medrash and the reading of the Pesukim themselves. And what I'd like to begin is actually, now that we have these Hagdamas, and those of you who have convinced that this thing exists, so the question is, how did Chazal make use of this? And actually the Halachas themselves. And this, Mitzvah Hashem, will be the subject matter for the next of the shiurim that we will give in this series. And until then, from a undisclosed location, Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, be well.